Big news today. We have just hit a massive milestone.
Yes, so we have got an announcement to make.
Yes, and we've got a special guest in all the usual Dirt Shed Show greatness coming up. There is literally so much to talk about on today's show. In just a moment, we have a very cool chat with a special guest, G Atherton, about Ridgeline 5, his new video.
Yes, however, let's get to the big news for us here. It's a massive day here at GMBN as we cross the 2 million subscribers. And I'm mad excited because we've been waiting to unlock something pretty special once we made it to the 2 million milestone.
Yeah, that's it. So today, we are turning on YouTube memberships. Now, let me explain why this is so important. We recently became an independent company again, so your support has never been more appreciated than now.
No, and memberships are an amazing way for you to do just that, give us the support, and for us to give you some exclusive perks, all the details of which are in the description down below, but let's talk through it a little bit now.
There are two tiers available. The first tier is our Trail Crew tier. You'll get loyalty badges next to your name in comments and live chat and custom emojis like these. Yeah, there's a bunch to start us off, and we'll be introducing more emojis soon. You'll also get a discount code for all of your purchases from the GMBN online shop.
Now, tier two is our Trail Boss tier. You'll get all of the benefits Rich just mentioned, plus access to members-only polls, priority reply to comments, and if you choose to keep the membership up for 12 months, you'll receive a very special exclusive water bottle, which will be very cool.
That is actually pretty amazing. Now, your support has always been hugely appreciated here at GMBN, of course.
Yeah, and as mentioned previously, never more than now that we're an independent company. So if you choose to join the crew as a member, thank you so much. We really appreciate it massively. Okay, right. There's also a very big video out this
week.
Yes, G Atherton's Ridgeline 5 Resistance. Know what, dude?
Look.
We got to talk to the man himself.
Go on, take it away, Mark.
Right, let's head over to G. G Atherton, how's it going?
Hey, mate. Thanks for having me.
Oh, mate. Hey, you just had a good weekend, right? Atherton's done well.
Yeah, the boys at the race, at the World Cup, yeah.
Was that third and ninth? 16th for Dom?
Yeah, we had three in the final, which was first time we've done it this year. Third and ninth, they were flying. It was a bit of a wild week, so I was kind of glad I wasn't there.
How do you feel watching the races now? Like, you've had a bit of time where you're not in the World Cup, so you like, do you get super jealous?
Yeah, I still do. I still miss it. I was at the week out at World Champs out in Andorra, and watching all those boys, they were absolutely charging, and it did make me miss it a bit, but at the same time, when it's a race like Andorra and they're going so fast, and you just think it's kind of, that looks pretty hectic. Like, they're bouncing down the track, bouncing off trees, just pinballing to the bottom, you know. Yeah, it did make me miss it though. But
you're making it sound like you never did that. That's what you did.
Bounce off trees, yeah. Still doing it as well somehow.
Right, so we're talking about Ridgeline 5, Resistance. Love the name.
Oh, yeah,
How did this come about? Like, what, you know, is Ridgeline something you're going to focus on? And is this like one of many? And how did it first come about?
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea. And it started at home. It started at the top of the bike park. You know, we kind of just did it for, you know, lack of something better to do in lockdown, really. And then it was an incredible, you know, we built this gnarly, sketchy ridgeline setup, and it worked really well. So we did it again, you know, in Wales, went to another venue, which I survived, went to another spot, which I didn't survive, had a bit less luck with that spot. And then we realized, okay, those level of injuries, that's not sustainable if we're going to do a few of these. You know, we need to try and make it safer somehow. So from there, we went to the Dolomites.
Which, yeah, I'm not sure you managed that.
In hindsight, probably wasn't. Yeah, it didn't really work that way around. But we meant for it to be safer.
It didn't look safe. I'll tell you that now. It looks far from it. I tell you what, though, that what comes across, and I've got a little bit of an inside knowledge to making a video, but I mean, what comes across is just how hard it is to make a banger video. You got to put so much in.
Well, this is what we realized, you know, after the Dolomites one, we realized, right, big mountains in Europe, you know, this is a step up from what we used to. So, you know, this latest one we did in Switzerland, and it was just so hard. It was just difficult from start to finish. You know, it was everything we expected took twice as long. The mountains just went on so much further. You know, we'd set off hiking thinking we'd be at the top in a couple hours, and you know, 5 hours later, we'd still be hiking up. And it was just really, really difficult. You know, it was gnarly. It was sketchy. We were exhausted. We didn't lose anybody on the shoot, but you know, it felt like there were a few close calls. And I survived.
When you say lose someone on the shoot, what do you mean? Like lose them, or
like lose them off the edge of a mountain? Like literally, like where have they gone? You know, there was a few points where we. And you know, in the video, there's that the moment where we get to the top of this mountain after 5 or 6 hours hiking, and this last 50-meter scramble to get up onto the place where we wanted to get to, we just couldn't get to. It was just completely impassable. It was rock. It was overhang. It was all crumbly. You know, vertical drops off the side of the mountain. You know, I was there with my bike on my back, clinging to this rock, thinking, I can't go any further. You know, there's no way up this mountain. But we'd hiked for so long, it was almost impossible to just say, okay, let's turn back. And you know, luckily for me, the other guys on the shoot were smart enough and wise enough to call it and say we couldn't go any further. But
yeah, know. that's my favorite bit of the video, because you look like a broken man trying to stop yourself from climbing up that last bit when they've clearly said, gee, it's a no-go. You look,
God. The battles going on inside my head. There was such turmoil. You know, I was just flip-flopping from, well, you know, let's just do it, it'll work. And then I'd flip back to, well, we can't, you know, you don't want to lose someone on a film shoot, on a mountain bike shoot. And then I'd flip back to, well, let's just do it, it'll be fine. And this went on for like hours, you know.
How long did the shoot take?
Well, we were out there for about 9 or 10 days. We did a few days scouting at the start, and then we did 7 days or 8 days shooting. It was just a long, difficult, hard week, you know. And some days we'd not get too much because of weather. You know, you'd hike to the top of a mountain and it would just be white out mist, so you know, you wouldn't get anything. And then other days we'd get lucky and just get so much stuff. And but there weren't many days where it went as you expected. You know, it was generally slower, harder, more difficult than we thought. So we were pleased in the end, but we were like all the way up till like nighttime on the last day trying to get footage, and we just about did it. But it was a bloody hard trip.
Yeah, it was a tough. There was a lot of hiker biking. Oh my God, you carried a bike a long way.
Yeah, a lot of that. But we were quite ambitious with what we wanted to get. You know, there was stuff we could have got lower down and in easier access spots, but we wanted to go to those places where you're like, you're not really sure if it's going to be doable or not. You know, we wanted to go to those places where it felt like you were on the limit of what was possible. And also, you know, you're trying to get these banger shots in like great evening light. So the majority of the time we'd find ourselves getting these great shots, but we'd be on top of this 3,000 or 4,000 meter mountain, you know, watching the sun go down and then thinking, oh God, we've got to get to the bottom now, as the sun just disappeared behind and it all went black. So, you know, we got ourselves in some sticky situations.
Yeah, that's a scary place to be. I tell you what, talking about sticky situations, do you know what I think's the bravest thing you did in the whole video?
Go on.
Wear white trousers. Because one, if you get a mark on those, continuity is screwed. And two, you could literally shit yourself and we'd all know. Yeah, I mean, it is a brave idea.
At one point, I just slid. I crashed and I just slid down this rock slab. And I stood up and the trousers had almost just been torn off me. Luckily, I had a few pairs. Yeah, the Endurers hooked me up, so I was well stocked. Luckily, but yeah, we went through a few of them.
Yeah, I presumed you probably had a few pairs of them. What's your, have you got a favourite bit? You know, because there's some banger moves and there's some bits that it really looks like you're hauling right close to one of those edges, which is what everyone's going to get freaked out by. But was there any particular bit that you loved?
Yeah, I think for me, my favorite shot was, it's right at the end of the edit. It's, you know, after we've spent so long, you know, we spent a whole day trying to get up there. We couldn't, I had to come back down. You know, next day we tried to go back up and we just get this shot right at the end of the last day. You know, it's sunset. We're at the top of this mountain. There's this enormous ridge. You know, all of the drones are like only just in the sky with like the last bit of battery. You know, we're getting the last few seconds of sun, and somehow everything just came together in time for us to get this banger shot as I'm like speed tucking down this ridge. And it's an amazing moment. You know, there's a big drop off to the side of me, and you know, as I was riding down, I was like, right, this is probably going to be the last shot of the trip, so if we don't get this, you know, it's not going to happen. But we got it, and it worked, and it looked incredible. It felt amazing, and you just felt like you were on top of the world, you know, balanced on this ridge, the whole valley in front of you. You know, it just felt like you were balanced on top of this mountain on your bike, trying to hang on to the thing.
Well, you nailed it, man. It's a great video. Loved it. Before I let you go, I've got one last question. Rampage is coming up. I'm guessing you're not going.
I'm not. But for good reason. We've got another filming trip coming up in Kazakhstan, of all places.
Kazakhstan?
So we're going back out to Kazakhstan. We've already done a scouting trip there. We're heading out in a week or so. We've got another big mountain project lined up. So, you know, unfortunately, that's going to be taking up a lot of time and effort. So I've got that to survive instead. So still got my work cut out this year, but no Rampage for me, unfortunately.
Oh, well, maybe next year, but look forward to seeing what you get up to in Kazakhstan, and congrats on the vid, mate.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, man. Cheers.
What a cool dude he is.
It's always good to catch up with the man himself, isn't it? Yeah. He's a wild character. I love you.
He's a wild character and a wild rider. Yeah. Yes. He's flipping good, isn't he?
Yeah. Do you want to know something equally wild?
Go on.
The news.
What is up, everyone? 2 million subscribers. Let's go. Thank you so much for your ongoing support. It really does mean the world to us. We're all pumped to achieve this milestone. Right, let's talk about some bike racing. Ludenviel hosted the final round of the EDR and the penultimate round of the downhill this weekend. High winds closed the chairlift for the EDR, resulting in a four-stage race. In the elite women's, it was Morgan Schaar taking the win by just a five-second margin. Melanie Pujan second, Ella Connolly in third. A disastrous crash for Izabel Kuderia in stage two meant that Iza finished in ninth, whereas a strong ride to fourth place from Hattie Harnden gave her enough points to clinch her first well-deserved overall victory. In the men's race, Martin Mays stormed through to his first win since 2021. Richie Rude filled the second spot, 15 seconds back, securing enough points for the overall title as well. Greg Callahan had a great race, finishing third. The close of the 2024 season signifies the retirement from full-time racing for several enduro athletes, including Noga Karem, Ray Morrison, and Yoon Danyod. Kuderia will be taking 2025 off to begin the exciting adventure of having a family. The EDRE wrapped up too. Orbea's Flo Espinera has already secured enough points after the previous round and lifted the trophy for the third year in a row. Yeti's Ryan Gilchrist had a tough day at the office but came out with enough points to secure the overall in the men's. The downhill was a masterclass in wet weather bike handling, insane conditions, well worth a watch if you've got a subscription. Remember to catch all the racing live and on demand on Discovery Plus and Max. Eris van Leeuwen and Max Olrun took the wins in the juniors. Miriam Nicole rode her first win in over 2 years, like Worlds last week, sharing fastest splits down her run with second place Valley Hull. FMD's Phoebe Gale gets a career best finish of third. The elite men's race saw an aggressive run from Benoit Coulanges, taking a win in the tricky conditions. Reese Wilson was firing on all cylinders too, landing himself second, and Andreas Kolb finished in the third spot. Bruni and Hull both secured enough points to secure the season overall with a round in hand. And very notably, all four riders on the top step of the podium were riding a Commensal Supreme DH. New products now. Crank Brothers have released some Bernard Kerr Athlete Series stamp and mallet shoes. If tan, white and purple are your thing, these are the kicks for you. Fulcrum have new trail riding wheel sets out. The Metal Carbon and Metal ALX feature 32 and 30mm internal profiles respectively. The carbon version also has an interesting wave pattern to it. There are also new wheels from Okuo, already ridden to victory by Martin Mays this weekend. The MP30 Limited and MP30 Team feature DT Swiss ratchet engagement and have shaved some weight from the original models, with a lifetime warranty as well. Vitoria have new airliners, a whole host of changes here with different applications receiving different shapes. You can also choose from lighter or denser foam densities, and there's an outer skin to help sealant stay in the tyre, not in the insert. Head to the Vitoria website for info and pricing there. And last but by no means least, there's a new watch from Garmin. The Fenix 8 is their latest smartwatch. There's solar charging, granting up to 29 days of battery life, which extends to 48 days if you use the AMO LED display. It's got lots of features, including Garmin's dynamic routing software to adjust your route on the fly. And if it's anything like my old Fenix 3, it's rugged as hell. Mine's certainly taken some impacts over the years, and it's certainly going strong. Could be the investment you're after long term for your various outdoor sports applications. All right, that's my time this week. Let's get back to Toff for the sickest thing.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be his new video from G Atherton and Atherton Bikes called Ridgeline 5 Resistance. It's a bit different to the previous ones because this is more of a documentary where before they were just riding edits. But I think the edit time's really good because it just allows you to sort of feel the story more and just how gnarly it is. Like, it's so crazy, this. I've said it before and I'll say it again. G Atherton is the gnarliest dude in mountain biking, for sure. In fact, genuinely, why has he not been Hall of Fame yet? It's ridiculous. Because he's done so much for the sport. If you think about it, all those years dominating racing, being one of the early freeride pioneers, and then consistently done gnarly stuff, like forever, for the last 20 years. And he literally is so mountain bike, like climbing up to the top of mountains, like the most remote, craziest mountains, and then riding down them. What's more mountain bike than that? Anyway, right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah. Thank you, Toff.
That was wild.
It was. You did promise wild, didn't you?
And there it was.
Yeah. I tell you what is wild. Your t-shirt?
Yes.
Why haven't I got one of those, firstly?
This is a hint, a glimmer at things to come over in the GMBN shop.
So is this not available yet?
Not quite yet, but there is this and more coming soon. So yeah, we do love it if you could show the shop some appreciation. Helps us continue making great content for all you lovely lads and lasses out there. Head on over to GMBN shop now. It's linked in the description down below.
Yeah, we really appreciate your support there, of course. Right, Rich, it's time for...
Hexabotches! Hexabotches! Hexabotches!
Oh, yes. We're going to be celebrated in the comments for that.
And we definitely
celebrated,
Mike.
Yes. Yeah, poor Mike. right, let's have a look at our first hack this week. This is actually almost like a piece of art, right?
It's old school.
This is from Marek Strasinski.
Crushed it.
But look, he's made this... Well, it's a bike stand, but he's made it out of bathroom piping.
Yeah, from the old renovation. I like, hey, a bit of copper work. Very nice.
Yeah, what's tricky is you've got to draw your eyes away from the Merida and all its accessories.
It's slightly distracting.
And just look at the artwork of the bike stand itself.
It's quite, copper's not cheap. So that's quite an expensive bike stand.
This is my favourite type of hack or bodge. Like, I like the sort of like the gutter snipe hacks
and bodges. Yeah, that's cool.
The really simple things that, you know, we can all do. I'm 3D printing is a bit beyond me.
Yeah, and the curves you've put on that and the joints and stuff.
Lovely.
I wonder if they're compression fittings or not, or whether he soldered them.
Oh, I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. Okay. But it's very, very cool. Yeah. What's he up against?
Ovidu, is that, I think
yeah.
so.
Oh, this is nice. Made it,
yeah, chain stay protection from high voltage shrink tube for my son's cube bike. What's he put? Oh, he had to cut it down 40 mil, shrunk it to about 12 mil. I used to do a similar thing for my cables to stop and wrap them at the front. Yeah. That's. I'm liking this builder thing we got going on.
Yes,
this is cool.
Yeah, I like it. You've got to pick one now, though, Rich. You're going to go with the bathroom pipage or the heat shrink.
It's going to be Marek with the copper pipework. I like that.
There's only one way that Merida could have won anything on this show, and this was how you do it. Well done, Marek. But Ovidu, good job. Good job.
Yeah, very nice on both.
Right, GMBN race top on its way to you, Marek. Congratulations. Yeah. Now, remember, if you've got a hack or a bodge you want to share with us, the GMBN uploader is in the linked in the description down below.
Good talking.
I'm practicing it. We'd love you to get involved. And remember, it doesn't matter how tech your hack or bodge is. I like the gutter ones.
Yeah.
Send us those in. They make me laugh, or they're actually very useful. So great way to get involved in the show. Right, some things we like this week. Can I start us off?
Yeah, I wish you would.
Yeah, go on. Now, this guy is a mountain biker, but this isn't technically mountain biking.
Yeah.
This is Harry Hemingway, a little post from his dad, Dan Hemingway, a very famous motorcycle trials riding family.
Yeah. I like it,
Harry won the Adult British Trials Championship for 2024 this last weekend.
Oh, wow.
He's 18 years old. And
that is a bright future.
Adult, ACU, yeah.
That is.
Already won that, but he's actually a fantastic mountain bike rider. Him and his brother George are both fantastic on mountain bikes too.
Yeah,
so, hey, I was just plugging a bit of trials there.
It wins in my book because it's moto as well. So, happy days.
Yes,
do you know what I like?
Yeah.
Gwyn back racing.
I've enjoyed
him behind the microphone.
Yes.
I've actually quite liked it. But he's back behind the bars.
Yeah,
no, he's not in prison. He is racing, or was.
And I tell you what, he was right on it.
He was. It didn't go quite to plan. A big old crash basically came 30th. But
that's always
he made the main.
You know what I'm really excited about? Mount St. Anne.
Yes.
Because
that's a good track.
That's what he's thinking about.
Yeah.
You know it.
And sticking to racing.
Oh.
British.
Hattie Harnden. Come on.
In unison, then.
Yeah, I mean, I somewhat say with regret because I wanted Isabeau to end with a win.
Yeah.
But if anyone's going to take it from her, Hattie did such a great job.
Yeah,
and she just looks so delighted.
I know, she's like, come on, please, please
announce it.
I know. And do you know what? I think she might have been off the podium once or even not at all this year.
Yeah, it's
well deserved. So. Yeah. Incredible. Yeah, that's some solid things we liked right there, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Let's get into caption contest. Rich,
I've been hustled.
I'm sorry, you may have starred in this.
Again.
I don't feel this is a great representation of you in your fittest state. What? Give us a bit of context to this rather stretched out, bedraggled, knackered looking Rich.
Yeah, there's some strong tan lines, the Crocs, the bibs, it's not my best look, is it? Basically, this was after, I think, day three of racing the Swiss Epic. So we were about 200K in at this point, you know, pretty tired. And I'd been wearing Lycra all day. I didn't want to wear a top.
I mean, you know, it's a cheap shot, but we've gone with it anyway.
Off we got.
Fedro Robinson is saying Jason Statham's stunt double is ready for action.
Sign me up.
Mate, you are something of a lookalike,
Thank you. Daniel McCulloch, my wife, he has more... You boys are horrible. My wife, he has more hair on his belly than he does on his head.
Sorry, dude. So this is painful, isn't it? I'm sorry.
I just read the next one.
Echo Foxtrot, when pro mountain biker you ordered on Temu arrives... That's not the one I ordered.
They're really good, though.
They're good. I'm going to send a stunt mug to your favourite one.
Can they all have one? Because I actually really like them.
I was half expecting one to be like... three stunt mugs.
He looks like his head's been turned upside down or something.
Mike's nodding. Three stunt mugs.
Let's give them all a stunt mug because they're all bangers. Go on, wing it away.
Congratulations, stunt mugs ahoy.
You lured me in with the Statham one at the beginning. I was like, that's really nice. And then you just absolutely rinsed me. But they were good. Well done, all.
Well done. Right, here's this week's caption contest photo. Give us your best caption for that in the comment section down below. Get involved. You could be winning a stunt mug next week.
It's really hot in here.
Oh, dear, Rich. Right, let's have a look at some things that are coming up on the channel this week.
Yeah.
On Thursday, we've got Tweed Valley Epic Ride.
Yes, me and Neil ventured into the Scottish lowlands, I suppose that is.
Yes,
into the Tweed Valley, had a great time aboard a brand new canyon.
Yeah. Nice. Excited about that.
How to do a perfect tabletop.
Oh. Who done that video? I want to know who's filmed that video first.
I'm not telling you. You're going to have to watch it.
Well, because I like... two of the presenters' tables and one of them
is a table, mate.
I don't like.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to say who it is.
Well, you'll have to wait and find out on that one. What else we got?
On Saturday, we have got Is This the coolest MTB course in the world?
So many contenders.
Wait and see what that one is as well. But again, a busy week on GMBN, so don't miss out on any of that action. Right, into the bike vault.
Yes.
So what we got first, Rich?
First up, we have got Jack Walker's Mondraker Foxy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Beat me to it.
I like it. I like a good Foxy, kind of sleek and stealthy looking.
Yes, very nice. Next up, Nick Hertzum has got a Trek Fuel XE.
No, that's a Fuel EX.
A Fuel EX?
Yeah, Gen 6. Those are the new ones, and it's got the snazzy foxes on it.
What did I say?
The XE or something. You struggled reading at that point.
Well, yeah, it's a nice looking bike.
Nice super
looking
nice.
Bike. Super nice. Drew Johnson now with, nice little hardtail.
Yeah,
up in
like
the Misty Mountains. Yeah.
You know, the saddlebag for those big rides. What are we saying?
I think this is a strong nice.
Oh, okay, it's a strong nice. Nice. Verging strong on nice. A super nice?
Strong nice. I'm leaving it at that.
Paul Hobbs.
Yes.
2020 Trek Excalibur 9.
In Monterey.
That's I like those that fade paint job Trek used to do. Super nice.
Lovely location. Yeah.
Good work, good work. What is this?
From Natty Nat.
What is this?
That, I think, is a Cannondale Jekyll with a lefty.
Looks tiny.
It looks weird though. Something's off about it.
Why is the saddle so low and the front so high?
I mean, it's a Cannondale, long live Volvo Cannondale. It's a super nice, but it doesn't deserve it. It doesn't deserve it.
This next one's a gem though.
Oliver Ford, thank you.
Yeah,
yes.
I like this. This
Canyon
is a
Sender.
Yeah. I mean, the colorway. I mean, this bike is hot, and do you know why?
Because I've got one.
He's got a fire extinguisher there.
Yeah, it's nice.
You have got one, though.
I've got one.
Yeah, that's super nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. What have we got next, Mark?
Last bike is from Alan Croker. It's his orange Sub 5. Old school.
Sub Zero, that's so cold.
Look at that. Super nice.
The gold groupset is a nice touch.
It's got a lot of great parts in here, Rich. Let me tell you about it. Yeah, he's got a SRAM XX1 gold chain.
Nice.
As you've said, he's got a gold cassette.
Nice.
Slick wire shift cables, ceramic jockey wheels. He's got the gold
rear cable. His mind just seems to be stuck in some kind of endless loop. Thank you very much for watching, everybody. Great stuff. Don't forget, memberships are now unlocked. Trail Crew and Trail Boss.
Chris King.
Choose which one you want. There's great perks to both. But from us for now, as Martin just rambles on into the distance, thank you very much for watching. And again, thanks for helping us hit 2 million subscribers. We'll see you next time.
See you next one.